Radio.
One of my many, many flaws I have is that I can sometimes be impatient, and often I hate to wait. I hate to wait to have to check in for an airline. I hate to wait for a lot of things. And waiting can be a hard thing, whether we're waiting for the results of, say, a medical test, or praying for God's help in some area of our lives. When we know what we think should happen, we just want to see it done straight away. This must be how the disciples felt in our gospel this afternoon. They had come to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, the promised one, who was going to save Israel. But time was marching on, and Jesus to them didn't seem to be making any dramatic messianic moves. It must have been very tempting to want to spread the word so that they could build up support for Jesus' cause and pave the way for the deliverance that they thought he was going to bring them. But Jesus didn't let this happen. As he patiently taught them about his true mission, he also forbade them from spreading the news prematurely. Most likely the disciples were expecting an immediate deliverance for Israel from Rome, probably the result of a political or military uprising. But Jesus had something even better for them in mind. The disciples' highest hopes were nowhere near the salvation that Jesus was about to bring. At that point, they just needed to be quiet and to wait, as Jesus instructed them to in the gospel. Well, what about us? Have we been waiting for God to act only to see years go by with no changes? In situations like these, it can be easy to doubt that God is really willing to help us. We can be tempted to take matters into our own hands, to try to get things moving the way we think they should. The problem is that, like the disciples, we see only part of the picture, and that keeps us from imagining God's huge, perfect plan. We think he is silent and inactive, but in actual fact, he is at work, not always in the ways that we think or think that we need him to be. God doesn't want us to try and take care of ourselves and our loved ones on our own. He wants us to stay close to him, to wait for him, and to cooperate with him in anything he gives us to do. So today, let's ask him to give us patience. Ask him to give us the patience we need so that we can trust more in his love and his wisdom. Father, help us to trust that you have a plan and that it is a good one. Lord, we believe in you. Amen.
Radio.org.au